Right now, panel, some more questions for you about the week's news. Mo, as you know, special interest groups are always trying to get the ear of the president. Well, according to Politico.com, they found a new way to target President Obama, so he'll definitely hear their message. What are they doing?
They're making him fudge. They're making him something that he likes to eat.
Right.
They are. Is that right?
No. I'm just wanting you to go on. I want you to spin out this scenario.
They're putting on costumes.
No.
Can you give me?
I'll give you a hand. Like, this is SportsCenter and a policy initiative worth considering.
Oh, well, they're doing ads on ESPN.
On ESPN, yes. On ESPN is the answer. President Obama often says he doesn't watch cable news, but of course he says he's a huge sports fan. He knows everything about every team and every sport. So if you really want to get his attention, you have to put an ad on something he's watching. That's why during Sunday Night Baseball, the girls in bikinis aren't holding beer. They're holding the 2013 EPA Reauthorization Act.
Tonight's SportsCenter brought to you by XL Pipeline.
You know, and this also explains why sometimes at like the late, like 11 p.m. broadcast of SportsCenter, you sometimes see Michelle Obama just looking into the camera going, "Are you smoking? Where are you?"
I mean, it's a smart idea.
You think so?
I mean, it's a smart idea.
Wouldn't it be weird, though, if you're watching your favorite TV show, whatever it may be, and you see a commercial specifically directed at you?
They are.
I always assume that the Gotta Go to Moe's ad was directed to me.
Really? That must have been a warm feeling for you when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Paula, outdoor festival goers in South Africa will be among the first people in the world to experience the thrill of beer delivered to them by what?
Ooh. Lizard. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah. Oh, no, not all lizards are slow.
That's true. No, not.
So it's going to be delivered by something.
I'll give you a hint. It's like, tastes great, less explodey.
Missile.
Close. What does the CIA and the U.S. Army use to deliver their missiles?
Oh, drone?
A drone, an unmanned drone.
How
beer
convenient.
By unmanned drone. Yes, very good. Paula got it right. Whether it's a predator drone or a beer drone, you're going to get bombed.
So civilian use of military technology, this is the first thing they come up with?
Yes.
How? It's from high up.
Well, the way it'll work is, so you go at the Oppy Coppy
Festival.
There's
going to be spillage.
And you say you want a beer, right? And instead of having to walk all the way over to the beer tent and get a beer, you apparently order the beer online, maybe using your phone. And the next thing you know, an unmanned drone flies over the festival, finds you, and drops a beer on a little parachute to you.
Oh, that's cute, actually. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a twisty. Like, you can twist it off. Right.
So you're like, I needed an opener. The problem is when the drones get mixed up, right? Last week, the CIA accidentally dropped a frat party on Al-Qaeda. But not to worry. Those insurgents at Delta Tau Delta will never bother us again.